Radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
Been playing at a room on a strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country.
Well, welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say welcome to the show tonight. I think we're going to have a really fun hour tonight, and I just am really excited that whoever's tuned in and listening is able to take the time out and listen to tonight's show. You know, She's Gone Country with Becky is all about elevating and empowering everyday cowboys and cowgirls who love God, who love country and the Western way of life, and hopes to inspire those that don't so that we can keep the heart of the American cowboy alive and bridge the generational gaps that we have in our generations and just bring this country culture to future generations and so it sticks around and we don't lose it because it's pretty special to me and I know it's special to many, many out there listening. So welcome to the show. Tonight with us, Donna Lynn is my guest co-host. Donna Lynn is off tonight. She is feeling under the weather, so we wish Donna Lynn well wishes tonight and lots of rest. And with me tonight is, as always, is my beautiful co-host, Becky Christensen. Becky, are you there?
Becky, hi. I am here, excited about this evening's show.
Well, let me rephrase that. See, this is something I'm going to have to get used to saying. My beautiful co-host, Becky Christensen O'Shield.
Thank you, Becky. I was going to correct you on that.
It's going to take me a little bit. You know, I'm old habits die hard. So she got married just a couple weeks ago, and she's in the interim of getting everything moved and transitioned. So by God's grace, we are here tonight and are excited for the show that we have. I want to say thank you first to our sponsors, tobeaccountable.com, Cowboy Up Energy, and Trinity Wellness. They are our show sponsors that we could not do the show each week without, and Trace Rio Silver. Oh, my goodness, how can I forget Trace Rio Silver? And, of course, our station sponsors for radio would be B&B Builders and Remodeling and the Ambassador Pageants. We thank you, and HireAscent. So without your sponsorship, we would not be able to come week after week. Before we get going and before I introduce my guest tonight, I did want to take just a brief moment. We make no qualms about our faith and who we are here. And so real quick, I just want to take a couple, maybe 30 seconds, and just send up a prayer to those that are with me listening. If you could please cover a dear friend of mine from Southern Idaho. She was up here, lived up here for many years, and was my rodeo queen director, I guess you would say. She worked with me on my committee, and she took charge of my rodeo queen and the court and contest each year. Myra Metcalf, she lost her daughter this last evening, unfortunately, to mental illness and suicide. And I found out about that today, and it just really broke my heart. And I just would just pray that the Lord would comfort her and her family and keep her, and I just really just ask for the Lord's protection and covering over her right now in this time. So if you guys are out there listening and you're in your prayer time, please remember Myra Metcalf and her family. And then also, of course, we want to lift up little Grant, Donalyn's grandson. He had a little accident, fell out of the bathroom truck tonight, and dinged up his forehead pretty good. So we lift him up tonight as well and ask the Lord to just keep him healthy and whole and back at him, and that he wouldn't have any too much scarring or injury from his little fall tonight. So we lift Grant up to you as well. Tonight I'm really excited because we have a special guest tonight, and I'm going to let him introduce himself once and bring him on. But he comes from Kansas, and he comes from a very notable family and has a very notable father, and he lost his father, I guess it's been just about 9 years ago. And since that time, he has created an event that happens each year in Wyoming. And we're excited to bring him on and to talk about him. You know his father very well. It's Chris Ledoux, and we are welcoming his son, Ned Ledoux, to the show. Ned, are you there?
I'm here. Well, thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. It's you know, like we were talking before the show, it's been kind of hectic around these parts with everybody and all we have going on. My son graduating, Aunt Vicky getting married, Donalyn putting her 20th edition of the Western Wishes book together. We are just running. My producer Maria is just finishing up some schooling that she's doing, has a big test tomorrow. We lift her up prayers for a successful exam tomorrow. So we get pretty hectic around here, but we always take time and like to take time each week so that we can share with our audience our passion and our love for country. So I'm excited to have you on the show. I've went through the information you sent me in your bio, and I'm really excited to talk to you this hour about all the things you're up to and the things that you've done. But in case you're unfamiliar with Blog Talk, Blog Talk's a worldwide platform, Ned, and so we have we go live each Monday night, but as soon as the show is over, we're able to archive our show, and you can go back and listen to the archives. And anyone around the world can tune in. So we have listeners that call in from Canada each week. We have callers in Greece, Mexico, all over the U.S. So they're calling in from everywhere. And some of them know country, some of them don't. So I would just love it if you could take, say, 5 minutes and maybe just give a brief overview of who you are and what you're all about.
Okay. I've been playing drums now since I was about 5 or 6 years old. I just traveled around with my dad, my whole family, back in the early 80s, before dad even had a record deal or anything. And I just got to see some of his shows as a kid and saw a lot of the country. And that's when I got interested in playing drums. And then eventually was put into some drum lessons and learned some stuff there. And then I was probably about 14 when I joined my first band, and it was just a local group out of KC, Wyoming, and we played around just maybe 10 shows a year, and if we would have done any more, I probably wouldn't have been able to be in the band because I was still in junior high and high school, but I stuck with the same band that whole time, and then when I got out of high school, I went to college for a little bit, and then ended up joining a different band that was playing almost every weekend. And And that was great. You know, I thought I'd made it. You know, the fact that we were playing all the time and traveling all over the state of Wyoming. And we get into South Dakota once in a while or Colorado. But then it was kind of a bittersweet thing that happened. But it was the summer of 98, and Dad's drummer, K.W. Turnbow, had gotten into a car wreck and messed his shoulder up real bad. And he's good today. I mean, he's back to his regular self now. But while he was out recovering, my dad asked me if I would go play drums for him and just kind of take his place until KW got better. And it was like I was taking these little steps to be able to be a better drummer, you know, playing drums and getting into a band and everything. And then it's like I got off the stairway and took the elevator to the top, you know, once I joined Dad's troop. And it was a dream come true for me. I mean, even to this day, I look up to Western Underground. All those guys are just like musical heroes to me. And to be able to be a part of that group. And the coolest thing about being a part of them back when we were playing with Dad is, I mean, yeah, I was a part of the group playing drums and everything, but the coolest thing about it all was getting to do it with my dad. You know, get to see the country and the world, some of the world with him, and yeah, it was a dream come true. And ever since he passed away, I've been still playing music, you know. But about 3 years ago, we moved down to Kansas, me and my wife and son, and that's where she's from. So we're living down there now. But yeah, we try to get back to KC, Wyoming, as often as we can, and just keep on playing music. So that's kind of what I'm up to these days.
Well, Ned, this is Vicki, and of course, I just loved reading your bio. You know, said you'd not wrote one before, but you did really a heck of a great job on it. But something that just struck me, and it just struck near and dear to my heart, was the fact that you wrote, "We had the honor of playing the Grand Ole Opry once, but being from Wyoming, headlining the main stage at Cheyenne Frontier Days was bigger to me." And that's totally awesome, because we know that Cheyenne is, you know, the daddy of them all.
Yeah. Well, another story there, I remember years ago, it would have been Dad's first time playing it, and I got to be a part of the group as well. And I remember I was sitting in the house with Dad, and his tour manager had called him up or something, and it was just kind of going over some shows that was coming up for the summer. And he said, "Yeah, there's this deal in Cheyenne. I don't know what it is, but then we're going to go from there up to somewhere." And Dad's like, "Well, hold on a minute. What's the thing in Cheyenne?" And his manager said, "Oh, it's something like Frontier Park," and he said, "Is it Frontier Days?" He said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "Well, hey, you got to understand that y'all got the Grand Ole Opry down in Tennessee, but up here in Wyoming, the Cheyenne Frontier Days is our Grand Ole Opry." So that's going to be like the biggest show of my career right there. So, yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, saying that's the biggest show, because that's pretty special.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Pretty good time. Yep.
Well, so now tell us a little bit about your family. We have a couple minutes till we break, so tell us a little bit about your wife and your. Do you have just one son, or?
We got one boy. His name is Bronson, and me and my wife's been married now for over 6 years. She's just great. I mean, her family are some of the nicest people that I've ever known, and they're just real family oriented and got a good faith, and they remind me a lot of my own family here in Wyoming, and so we got together really well, you know. My father-in-law, my wife's dad, traveled up here with us, and so he tries to just tag along with us every time we come to Wyoming too. He loves it just as much as we do. So,
but
it's a nice little family.
Well, everyone, this is our welcome to Mr. Ned Ledoux, and he's going to have so much to share with us in the next 45 minutes, and I hope that we're able to really expound on what it is, you know, is in his heart and what he wants to share about his upcoming events and the things that he's doing. But right now we're going to take a quick, a quick commercial break, and when we come back after our station identification, we'll continue on with Ned Ledoux.
ForRadio.com.
Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in tonight. There's a couple ways you can find our show and listen to us each week. And the first way is by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/4radio. And that's F-O-R-E radio. And you'll see the red boot. Click the red boot and it will pop up the show if we are on a Monday night and going live. Otherwise, you can scroll down. You'll see the on-demand episodes and you can catch any of the missed episodes or broadcasts. Or you can log on to www.shesgonecountry.us, and that's our website address, and you can find our archives there on the radio show page. Be sure to visit the page and find out all the things that we're up to and what we're all about, and just become a loyal listener each week and find out all the interesting folks that we come on each week. We have had quite the entourage of guests, and we've just been blessed, and we really appreciate all of our past guests and our guest tonight and the guests that we have coming up. So thank you so much, everyone, for your support. You can also call 347-857-3760. That's 347-857-3760. And you can listen from any phone if you're traveling down the road. And you can even chime in if you're listening. And if you have anything to say or you want to visit with our guest, you just press 1. And that'll take you into the host queue, and our producer, Maria will introduce herself and let us know you're on, and we will bring you on the show. So that's how you find us and tune in to our show each week. So we are visiting with a very special guest tonight, and, you know, I'm pretty excited about this just because I think Ned and I are probably close in age, and we probably grew up around the same time, saw the same things, and in rodeo. And so it's fun to be able to visit with someone who is from the same age bracket as you are, who remembers a lot of the same things. And his father, Chris Ledoux, was a world champion bareback rider, and he was, I think he says 1970 is when he started riding the circuit and bareback riding. And boy, my tongue tied tonight, so sorry about that. So anyway, we have been visiting with Ned. So, Ned, welcome back to the show. Thank you for visiting with us tonight.
Well, sure.
So before break, we learned about Ned and his drumming. And then Ned, the other thing I'm curious about is you are, correct me if I'm wrong, the second to the oldest of five kids?
Yep, second oldest. Yeah, there's four boys and one girl. So she's pretty tough.
Well, and she's not quite the baby, but it looks like, according to the information that I have, you have a brother in between you two.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
so one. So she had to be pretty tough growing up, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she could hold her own, that's for sure. I mean, we weren't like bad brothers or nothing to her. We were probably overly protected of her. So, but yeah, we're a pretty tight-knit group. You know, I don't think we ever really – well, I remember having a few fights, you know, as kids will do. But no, we get along great.
Oh, well, now tell what I would like you to share with us, because we're kind of going in phases here. Share with the audience a little bit about growing up as, you know, in your family and Chris LeDoux's son, you know, being the world champion bareback rider, traveling to the rodeos, and then he went from there into his music career. What was that like as a kid?
Well, as far as the rodeo, I just kind of have like this blurry memory of dad rodeoing, you know, because a lot of times we'd just be at the rodeo and me and maybe some of the other guys in the rodeo, their kids, you know, we'd all just kind of pal around and be behind the bucking chutes and playing, you know, we didn't really know that our dads were riding, you know.
No, I understand.
But I mean, yeah, as far as the rodeo and it's, yeah, it's just kind of I kind of remember it, you know, but the main thing I remember at a young age was seeing Dad on the stage singing with the band and everything like that. But it was great, you know, growing up in this family, you know, and the thing is that, you know, Dad, when he did get his record deal and, you know, Garth Brooks put his name in that song, he never, I don't know, bragged about it or anything. You know, when he came home, he was Dad, you know what I mean? And
yep.
He was ready to go to work, and he had a whole list of things we needed to do. And but, yeah, the only time I ever saw what everybody else sees, you know, that's not a part of this family, was when I joined him on the road playing drums for him, and he come flying over the top of the drum set and just smack dab in the middle of the stage. And it's like, oh, okay, that's the guy that everybody talks about, you know. Other than that, you know, he was just always, he was always Dad. You know, he was just down to earth and, yeah, he was the best dad any kid could ever want, you know. But putting him and Mom together was like the pretty strong knit group, you know. I mean, without Mom, you know, it was like she was his rock, I guess you could say. So
wow. Well, Ned, this is Vicki, and you know, hearing these stories, it's wonderful because, you know, growing up the daughter of a stock contractor, your dad made it out to the Northwest, you know, to ride some of the bigger rodeos and the bigger shows out there, and I definitely remember him, and I remember him, you know, before and after, and he was so well respected by all of his peers in the rodeo world because he did never change, you know, and I find what you said about that you barely remembered the rodeo days because that's just what you did, you know, and I think we have to get a little age on us, and we look back and we say, wow, you know, we did this, and we rode there, and we went there, and that was just an ordinary day. But as we grow older, we realize that they were extraordinary days. They really were. But your dad was an icon. He was the best buddy to so many wonderful friends that just really idolized him. So it's such a pleasure to have you here on the show. And I had a question to ask you. I want to know about the Dustin Evans Band. Can you tell us something about that?
Sure. Well, yeah, Dustin and the Good Times Band, they've opened up for Dad probably, I think, Tim Dietz, the keyboard player, he was saying like 25 different times. But, yeah, it's been Dustin Evans, and then Gary Snow plays lead guitar and sings, and Tim Dietz is on keyboards. And then now I'm also a part of the group. Well, we were playing a show with Dad somewhere, and me and Dustin got to hanging out afterwards, and me and him have a lot in common. His dad was Kyle Evans, and he was a real famous singer-songwriter up in the Dakotas, and then there's that thing that we had in common. And then his, he said his dad went down to Nashville, and one of the first people that he talked to was my grandpa Ledoux. And so Kyle's first album that he did was under American Cowboy Songs, which was just my dad's folks' little independent label. And so me and Dustin just got to talking, and it was like all these things that we had in common just kind of came up, and we thought, well, maybe, well, Dustin said, well, if your dad ever decides to hang it up, you know, got tired of traveling, you know, you got a place in this band, you know, if something ever happens. And, well, when Dad passed away, Dustin was like the first guy that ever called me and said, the job's yours if you want it. And so I've been playing drums with Dustin ever since then. And, I mean, it's just a fun group. You know, we play a lot through the Midwest, and we get over to Wyoming every once in a while. But yeah, they're a fun group of guys to play with. And Dustin's got, I think, 4 albums out of his own. And we play a lot of cover songs, too. You know, we kind of cover everything from, you know, ZZ Top to Paul Simon. And so, yeah, it's a,
wow,
guys, really fun group.
Well, and it also says here in your bio that you've even still you still play some shows with Western Underground, and so tell me about that. Are they still a group that, you know, they're obviously still together?
Yeah. And when after Dad's service, you know, the whole group was here, and we were just kind of numb from it, you know, and didn't really know what we should do, you know, and we thought, well, I don't really feel like just saying goodbye to you guys and just hanging it up. And then, well, Dad had some shows that was on the calendar scheduled already for 2005. And some of those people had called up Mark Sissel, Dad's road manager and guitar player, and said, hey, you know, you think Western Underground could put something together as like maybe a tribute show? And so me and Mark and some of the other guys kind of talked about it a little bit, and I said, well, who's going to do the singing? Because we need somebody to sing all those songs. And you know, don't get me wrong, Mark's got a great voice. Lyle Evans, the bass player, has got a wonderful voice. And, you know, everybody can sing a little bit, but we need somebody up there to do all the singing. And not to really, you know, be another Chris Ledoux, because that's not going to happen. It just needs somebody to do, kind of be the front guy and do all the singing. And so I recommended bringing Dustin Evans in. And so we brought him in, and yeah, we've been playing these shows. And then Dustin got real busy with a lot of his things, and so he just kind of bowed out gracefully from the Western Underground just to kind of hit it a little bit harder with his group. And then we brought in a guy named Lane Turner, and he's been doing the singing for us for the last, you know, 2 or 3 years now. But yeah, we still play a few shows here and there. But yeah, even though if we only play one show every 5 months, at least we know we get to see each other 5 months later, you know.
Oh, yeah, like a reunion.
Yeah. So it's a pretty tight-knit group of guys. You know, I mean, I've known them since I was probably 12, you know, and yeah, I don't know if I'd want to go through life not being able to see them all the time and play music. So,
right.
It's an honor just to still be jamming with them, you know, and doing our thing. So,
absolutely. And Dad, don't you know? I mean, that would be something that just brings the biggest smile to your dad's face to know that y'all are just going on with it, you know.
And he told us years ago we were doing a sound check. And I would usually start a drum beat, you know, just so the sound guy, Mike Browning, get a good mix, and then Mark would come up with a guitar part, and then Lyle would put a bass line in there, and Bobby would put a keyboard deal, and we'd just start jamming on something we'd made up, and then Dad would come walking on the stage, and so we'd kind of quiet down, and Dad was still, what was that? Well, that sounded pretty good, and we just looked at each other and said, well, we just kind of made it up. And man, you guys need to put that stuff on a CD. You guys, if you ever wanted to, you could probably succeed as just the Western Underground. And so we're kind of, in a way, still, we're kind of listening to him, what he wants us to do. And but most of the, you know, the shows that we do play with Western Underground are like 95% Chris LeDoux songs. And then we've thrown in, over the years, kind of our own material as well. But it stays true to the kind of the rodeo rock and roll thing that, that Dad came up with.
Absolutely. He was, you know, he was the pioneer of that, you know, and I just think that is just totally awesome that y'all are still playing. Where is, you know, for Western Underground, where is your next show at?
Our next show is going to be in Casey, Wyoming. And it'll be for the 4th annual Chris LeDoux Days.
And you know what? On that note, Ned, I want to talk about that, but we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, I want to dive into what's happening up there at the Chris LeDoux Days when we come back.
Okay.
ForRadio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips. And we are joined tonight. I have my co-host with me, Vicki Christensen, and we are joined tonight with none other than Ned LeDoux, and he is a son of former and, recently, I never have the right wording to say, he's no longer with us, but we loved him dearly, and that was Chris LeDoux. And Ned, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. You have just been quite the humble and gentle guest, and we appreciate that. And I know that Aunt Vicki speaks accolades of your father. She knew him quite well. But we are going to bring on the show right now our producer, Maria. She has a question for you. And it's just so funny because, you know, country just crosses over to so many different realms. And your dad is a testament of how that worked because of his relationship with Garth Brooks and how they bridged that gap and touched many lives. And so, Maria, are you there?
I am, and again, thank you so much, Ned, for joining Becky, and Becky, your show continues to bless me and brings me back to my roots, too. As Vicki, as I've told you, my mom comes from New Mexico, so I grew up in Southern California, and I may be a city girl, but in my blood, I was country before it was cool, then it wasn't, then it was, then it wasn't, then it was. But growing up in the city, you know, it's and coming from my background, I had kind of a unique upbringing, but country and rodeo really wasn't something that we did in Anaheim, California. We had Disneyland. But when Garth Brooks came on the scene, your father became a household name, and God bless Chris LeDoux, and we were singing about a man that I had no idea who he was. And because Garth Brooks used his name and loved your father the way that he did, how did that one gesture change your entire life, if it did?
Well, I don't know. It didn't really change that much, I don't think. I'm not even sure how old I would have been when we were driving back from town and Dad had the radio on, which didn't really happen that much. He didn't listen to much radio. But he heard this song come on about going down the road and rodeoing, and then it said worn-out tape of Chris LeDoux, and he about ran off the road. But I remember that the shows got bigger, and like in the summertime, he was able to lease a family bus and bring the family out on the road during the summer when there wasn't any school going on or sports or anything like that. And but he didn't. He was real humble about it, real modest. You know, it didn't really get to him. He was like, well, you know, we can afford to, you know, get this tractor that we've been needing for years now. You know, stuff like that. But it was, but yeah, he was real humble about it. I mean, he was excited, don't get me wrong. But yeah, he always said that Garth was kind of like a little guardian angel on his shoulder all the time. You know, if there's anything that Dad needed, then Garth was always there. Yeah, it was something else. So, I mean, it did change things dramatically as far as the shows and the crowds. But I've always heard some people say that, you know, maybe Garth's success wouldn't have been as big without him mentioning Dad's name as well. So I think they kind of helped each other out with that. So that kind of brought in some of the rodeo fans for Garth. And so anyway.
What? And this is Becky, and, you know, Ned, I heard, I don't know where it was or, you know, what it was for, but I was listening to some type of interview with Garth Brooks, and I think what he had said is that, you know, I may be able to sing some songs, but if it wasn't for Chris LeDoux, that was a man who was a performer, and he taught me how to entertain an audience. And that's, I'll never forget that. I'm like, oh, you know, because like, that's interesting. I didn't know that. And
yeah.
Would you agree with that? He's a pretty good entertainer from what I gather. Now I never got to see him perform. I just remember him from the rodeos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was I mean, even though he's a bad thing, you know, he put on probably the best show in country music. I'm not even joking about that. He had a bucking machine that he had at the end of the show and come out riding that. The pyro was a big deal, and it was just a nonstop show. I mean, he was on either side of the stage, behind the drums, jumping over the drums, and, you know, it was just a party that was right there on the stage. And I wasn't there when this happened, and I don't even know where it was. But years ago, Garth opened up for Dad, and I don't even know where it was now. But Garth was telling all his buddy or his band guys, saying now, you know, we're opening up for this old cowboy guy, and, you know, he's going to sing all these rodeo songs, and so we're going to probably have to bring our show down a little bit. You know, just don't do a whole lot of running around, you know, and just kind of stay yourself or whatever. And then when Dad came out, he started jumping around and just, you know, having all kinds of fun. And so Garth said, well, if Chris LeDoux can do that, I can do that too. So, but yeah, Garth was always saying, yeah, we kind of took Chris LeDoux's show, you know, kind of stole the little things from that just to make our show better or something. But,
that's pretty special. And I know in the later years after, I believe it was after your dad passed away, he was one of the few people that received the honor of being inducted in the Cowboy, the Pro Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame for two categories. And I believe it was Garth that actually accepted your father's award. Is that correct?
At the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
No, it was my mom accepted it for him. Yeah, it was her and Bill Larson. Used to rodeo with Dad.
Gotcha. Well, and now speeding forward a little bit here, I'm looking, first of all, I got to tell you, you look a lot like your dad. Have you been told that before?
Yeah. My older brother, he really looks like him too, but he doesn't go to town very often.
Well, I mean, you have this
not much.
What was that?
I said, Ned said he doesn't go to town very often. So I said, well, you know, he's not recognized that much if he's not in town, you know.
Yeah, he just doesn't get out. I'm just joking, but yeah, I think we all got a little bit of something there, but yeah, Clay's definitely got Dad's smile.
Oh, well, and there's a picture on your, because I'm on your Facebook right now, and there's a really sweet picture of you're on stage, and is your son Bronson. It says Bronson watching his dad play, and I just think it's a really sweet picture because it made me think, I bet you that's what it was like in the reverse roles when you were a kid watching your dad play.
Right, yeah.
So that's a sweet picture. And if you guys look him up, he's just under Ned Ledoux, and that's spelled L-E-D-O-U-X. So make sure you look him up and friend him and find out what he's doing. But I want to talk about what you have going on up in Casey, Wyoming this weekend. You have actually, it looks like, a couple events going on this weekend and then later on in June. So why don't you share with our audience what's happening in Casey?
Okay. Well, this will be the 4th annual Chris Ledoux Days. And it's going to be June 13th and 14th. And on the 13th, Friday night, will be a Friday night rodeo, and that's going to start around 7. And then when the rodeo's over, there's going to be some live music downtown at the Invasion Bar. But then on Saturday is the big celebration of Chris Ledoux Days, and there's going to be some old-time country music played about 10:30 in the morning in front of my granddad's old shop, the Rusty Fur. And that will go from, 10:30 to noon, I think. And then at 1 o'clock, there's a match bronc riding and a match bareback riding. And that's at 1. And then when everything's done at the rodeo grounds, then everybody moves downtown KC onto the main street, and some music starts going. And this year we have a guy named Nathan Dean. And then Dustin Evans and Good Times will be there, and then also the Western Underground. And
awesome.
The street dance starts at 6, and I don't know when it'll end. It doesn't usually end too quick. So we don't get in a big hurry to get out of there. So
sounds like a hickey hop.
Yeah.
Party is on. Well, Ned, this is Vicki. Tell us about your mom's special place she created. Tell us about the park.
Okay. Well, my dad and mom owned this little city lot, and for years my granddad's store sat there, and then there's a big flood that came through KC. I think it was, probably 2002, I want to say. And it pretty much cleared out the whole south end of town, taking my granddad's store with it. And so for a few years, there was just this vacant lot, just some weeds growing in it, But Dad and Mom always had this neat idea of building a park, nothing real big, just have some picnic tables and some flowers and trees and just a nice spot for people that were traveling on I-25 that goes through KC and just have a little spot to take a break and have a picnic or something. And they never really got around to doing that. And then Dad passed away, and then Mom was kind of brainstorming some ideas about doing this park project. And then she got to talking with Michael Thomas out of Buffalo, Wyoming, who's probably the best sculptor I've ever known. I mean, I'd put him up there with Charles Russell, and I mean, he's built some amazing pieces. And anyway, they got to talking, and they came up with the idea of building a life-size and a half bronze sculpture of Dad on his championship ride of, I think he was on a Stormy Weather was the name of the horse. And So yeah, just this big life size and a half bronze statue of Dad on stormy weather. And, Michael Thomas built it and put it all together, and so we set that in the middle of the park. And as you walk in, there's a concrete slab that's colored kind of a reddish orange. But if you look real close, there's some boot prints, and those are the boots that Dad wore, and my older brother wore them, and they just kind of lead you into the park, and then they just kind of float away, you know, then they just kind of go on up to the heavens. But yeah, there's all kinds of trees and an old wagon in there, and some water fountain features, and so yeah, it's a pretty special spot.
It sounds beautiful. It just sounds totally beautiful. And, of course, I bet, you know, during the upcoming week that there's going to be so many visitors that will walk into that park and will linger and want to have a picture taken and remember the day that they got to visit, you know, and they were in KC and the rodeo and the match ridings and all the good country music and rock and roll. Sounds like a great party.
Yeah, it is. And the unveiling, this will actually be the fifth year of it, but it's the fourth annual. And but the unveiling of it, I think, brought in close to 10,000 people. And KC is only like 256 people, I think.
So, you know, I'm remember KC. I know I've been through there. But it's been years and years ago, you know, maybe on the way to Cody or one of those shows up in there. But I remember it was a small town. So it's probably like a St. Paul, Oregon. It probably swells to all these thousands of people, you know, when everybody's there together.
Yeah. And it was kind of a shock to some of the locals. You know, I remember going to get the mail or something, and somebody would say, boy, you think KC's going to be able to handle that many people? Well, I can find out. It'll be fine. You know, but everybody is really, really respectful to, you know, the citizens of KC. You know, there's nothing broken or nothing like that. But yeah, it was just a great, great tribute to Dad and also to the town of KC. I mean, we had a lot of help from them, and so, yeah.
Well, and you know, this is Becky, and I just wanted to let our audience know, they can find pictures of the view. Go to your website. You can find it at www.chrisledoux.com. And again, that's chrisledoux.com. And there's just several really beautiful pictures of this bronze in this park. And it is absolutely gorgeous. And even what's even, I think, really sweet, and people, you know, may not know or may not even look at it, it looks like in the very remote part of the base of the sculpture, there's a little tag on it. It says Chris and Peggy.
Yeah, that was something that Mike Thomas, the artist, added to it.
It's a guitar pick.
Yeah, well, Dad, every time he'd, you know, put his guitar down, whether he was at home or on the road, he'd just stick that guitar pick in the strings. And so that was Mike's kind of just a little surprise to Mom, so he made his pick in the strings, and he put CL plus PL.
I get it. See, when you're looking at the pictures, everyone on the Facebook, now that I'm looking at it and you gave me that picture, I get it. The statue is on his guitar. The bronze.
Yeah, the
bucking
horse
so
and Dad,
awesome.
they're making their ride on right on top of that guitar.
That is awesome.
The guitar is supposed to be like a replica, even though it's 20 times bigger than a real guitar, but it's like the one that Dad always played. And then around the base of the guitar, it says, "Beneath These Western Skies," which is the lyrics of Dad's song, "Western Skies."
Well, that's pretty awesome. And I know, and I'm trying to find it. I was just there not very long ago. Where was it? You have your Chris LeDoux days coming up. And then you had something right next to it. There's another event that was coming up at the end of June. Is that correct?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the Spurs and Spikes golf tournament.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out where I saw that. I just saw it for a brief second. Now I can't find it.
Yeah. So I think in the years past, we've always had it the first part of July, but this year we kind of had to reschedule it, and so I think it's going to be, I think, the last weekend of June. Being a road musician, I usually don't look much more than about a week into the future. So I'm just trying to be happy with where I'm at today.
Well, and then the neat thing is, oh, there it is. It's right on the home page. No wonder I was right there. 8th Annual Chris Ledoux Spurs and Spikes. So you guys have a couple events every year in honor of your father, which I think is pretty stinking awesome. I've talked with Aunt Vicki how it would be fun to do something like that for my grandpa. But, you know, I think it's something that is, the way it's set up, it could really grow and really become a tourist attraction for those that love country music and love country lifestyle and rodeo and all that. So I think it's great that it's in its fourth year. So, you know, what do you guys do with the funds that you raise? Do you just maintain the park? Do you give it back to KC Wyoming? Do you have, I know your Spurs and Spikes, of course, benefit, it looks like Make-A-Wish, but I didn't know if that's the same with your Chris Ledoux days.
It goes to Make-A-Wish, and I think there's a scholarship, too, a good scholarship, and and my mom is actually the one who's running the whole thing, and, I mean, it was her idea and everything like that, but, she takes anything that is made from those events and tries to help out with whatever she can. It's a neat deal to help out, you know, Make-A-Wish. And even the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund was something that Dad and Mom was always donating to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all them injured cowboys.
Right, yeah.
It's a dangerous sport out there to love. I tell you what, that's a dangerous sport. Well,
yeah.
That's pretty awesome that your mom has, you know, taken something that was so, I mean, it was sudden. Maybe if you could, and I don't want to, you know, force you to talk about anything you don't want to talk about, but we have a few minutes left. Could you maybe just share with our audience just a little bit about, you know, your dad's battle and what happened? And, I mean, he left us so early.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, the thing that he got was a liver cancer that they don't know even where it comes from, I guess, you know. And it was the same thing that Walter Payton had, the running back that played for the Chicago Bears. It did happen pretty quick. But he did get a liver transplant and gave him another 5 years, so we're all thankful for that. But yeah, when he did pass on, it was just it still is just kind of a numbing thing, you know, just kind of hard to...
Yeah.
You lose someone that close in your life, and you never quite get over it. I mean, it is still very, very numbing. But I know how proud he must be of y'all, the entire family, you choose to honor his memory in this way and bring the joy and laughter and fun into other people's lives.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, it's awesome too that I mean, you're continuing your his legacy. I mean, it's become your legacy because he instilled that love and that passion. He passed it on.
Well, playing these shows with Western Underground, like I said earlier, you know, I've known all those guys since I was 12, and they've become family to me, and they're like, I look at them as like my older brothers or something, or my uncles. I'm sure they probably don't want me to say uncles, but...
I got lots of them, too.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like therapy for us, you know, because if we decided just to hang it up and say, well, we're not going to do this without Dad, you know, it would have been pretty tough. And it's still hard to go out there and play these shows without him, but it's like we have to do it. It makes us feel better about it, you know, and because we know that we can feel his presence at every show that we do play, and he wouldn't want us to be, you know, doing something else anyways. I'm sure he's probably smiling down, singing right along with us.
Well, so Ned, we have just a couple minutes before we have to end the hour, and is there a way that they can find, you know, our audience can find you and find your music and with bands that you're with, or is it just, you know, do they have to email you? How do they locate information on you?
Well, you can check out my Facebook page, I guess, and it's just Ned Ledoux on Facebook. And then you can also check out westernunderground.com, and then you can and also check out dustinevans.com.
Okay.
And both all those the two websites have all of our tour dates on there and contact information on if you want to book a show or buy a CD or whatever you want to know is on those. And then, like you said, you can go to chrisledoux.com, and that'll tell you more information on the golf tournament coming up and also on Chris Ledoux Days this coming weekend. But, yeah.
Awesome.
And I've been starting to do a little singing and playing guitar myself, so I've started to do these solo shows just to pay tribute to Dad in my own special way. And I decided to learn some of the old rodeo songs that he wrote back in the 70s and kind of bring those out to people who probably either never heard them or haven't heard them for years, you know. So.
Awesome. Totally awesome.
Well, Ned, I just want to say thank you so much. We are short on time and we have to say goodnight, but I will make sure that I post those links to our Facebook page so people can find you and find out what you're up to and find out more about these two events coming up. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart from coming on to the show today and just sharing what it is you guys are doing to continually keep your dad's legacy alive. So thank you so much. And Vicki, I'm going to turn over to you. Say goodnight.
All righty. Thank you, Vicki. Ned, what an inspiration and what a great story. And thank you for sharing what's going on in your life and all your memories and your special family. We just so appreciate it. Right now, we're going to close it out with a little Cowgirl Logic from Crystal Lyons. Good night, everyone, and thank you for joining us.
One time we had to do some taping for television. Tiger and Colt were about 8 and 5, and we set them in the limbs of a tree in the front yard, and I stood underneath the tree to recite my spiel as they videoed it. Well, I'd get it pretty good, and we'd have to throw it out and redo it because Colt kept messing it up by making noise. After this happened a couple times, I threatened Colt within an inch of his life if he made one more sound. We started videoing again. This time it went without a hitch. But once we saw it, it was hilarious. Because what had happened was our pet coon that we had at the time, Rooster, had climbed up in the tree and set his eyes on attacking Colt Wrangler. I'm just rattling away, but it sounds like blah, 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 as Rooster slides down the limb above Colt and jumps smooth on that boy's head. Colt is trying his best to beat the coon off of his head and protect his ears while not giggling. And how the other two cameramen kept it together, I will never know. They aired that clip for a year or more, and I don't think anyone ever heard a word I said. How could you? We were too busy watching what was happening behind the scenes to care about what was coming out of my mouth. This is exactly what happens when we say to our kids or to others, don't smoke while we're lighting one up. Don't drink while we're opening another brew. Don't sleep with your boyfriend or girlfriend while we have our live-ins. Blah, blah, blah. I can't hear you. I'm too busy watching to hear anything you have to say. Nothing means anything if what we see doesn't back up what we say. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is just some cowgirl logic.
TheRoarRadio.com.